Richard Murdoch, Kenny Thorne, Sam Costa, Maurice Denham, Diana Morrison, and the Squadronaires with Patricia Hughes, and invite you to come on a visit to Much Binding in the Mush. Now, recently, the Much Binding in the Mush boys were thinking of doing a play, but Costa and Denham didn't make out very well, and Mr. Horn hadn't time to study his part. But there are still ambitions to become budding actors, as you'll hear as you meet your old friend, Richard Murdoch.
How do you do, visitors? Welcome once again to Much Binding in the Mush. Matter of fact, I've only just got here myself. I haven't had time to wash or
anything. Allow me to help you off with your coat, would you?
Really, Bob, you might have waited till I'd unbuttoned it. I only got that coat this morning in a tea shop. However, as this is a play, I've been doing a little revision, and... good morning, sir. It is good to see you.
Thank you, Murdoch. Do you mind just helping me off my coat?
Of course not, sir.
No.
Thank you.
Oh, you might have waited till I unbuttoned it. I only got that coat this morning in a tea shop.
I just done that.
Oh, have you? I was wondering where I heard it. And what's all this mess of paper and things? The office is in a disgraceful mess.
Well, sir, you remember the play that Mrs. Hardley Manners wanted us to do on the air?
Unhappily, yes. It was quite unsuitable. It should have been bad.
Exactly, sir. That's why I've been rewriting it, and I've just got to scene one. By the way, how do you spell scene, sir?
Scene? S-C-E-N-E.
Oh, good. Excuse me a minute while I complete this line of dialogue, will you? The moment I walked into the room, I knew I'd seen her before.
Yes, now, what's this play about, Murdoch?
Oh, it's very exciting, sir. It's about a haunted house. There's one terribly tense bit where the heroine feels there's something in the room with her.
Oh, really? What makes her imagine that?
Someone blows out the candle.
Well, it could just have been the wind.
Well, if it was, it's the first time she's ever met a wind that's been eating onions.
Oh, yes, I see. She smells a mystery, as it were.
No, sir, she smells an onion. Oh, it's very good, sir. Yes, smells of mystery.
Yes, I rather like it myself.
What, sir?
Onion. By the way, I hope there's a good part for me in the play.
Oh, yes, sir. You're in the duel scene with me, and you have the choice of daggers or pistols.
Oh, in that case, I'll take pistols. You can have the dagger.
Thank you very much. Then there's a scene I'm rather stuck over. You see, in this particular scene, the villain has got me handcuffed, my feet tied together, sitting on a barrel of gunpowder with a trapdoor into a bottomless well underneath it, and I don't quite know what I should do. Any suggestions?
Yes, don't stand under a rope. But, look here, Murdoch, who else is in this play?
Well, there's a bit of a problem there. Do you suppose Costa could act? I mean, what sort of actor is he?
Well, I should say he'd do the show more ham than good.
Really, sir, must you?
Oh, well, look, Murdoch, if I'm to be the comedian this year, I must practice a few good gags.
But, sir, you're not the comedian.
I'm not?
No, sir, you see, the comic part calls for a man with hair on his head instead of on his jokes.
Oh. Well, my jokes have
exactly,
got...
Exactly, sir. Now, what about Costa?
Well, get him in and we'll see.
Right, Costa. By the way, sir, I wonder if we could get Sir Lawrence Olivier.
I don't see why not. Where does he live?
The Shakespeare Arms, I believe. Room 2B.
Room 2B?
Well, 2B or not 2B, I forget the name. Oh, what a pity about that. All I know is that the last time I saw him, he came straight up to me and he said...
Good morning, sir. Was there something?
Ah, Costa, the very man. Tell me, Costa, are you anything of a thespian?
Certainly not, sir. I've always been strict teetotal.
No. Costa, Mr. Horn means, do you know anything about acting? You see, in this play we're doing, we're looking for a leading man who's handsome, virile, efficient, fluent, and accomplished.
Oh, sir, and you came straight to me?
Yes. Yes, we thought perhaps you could recommend someone.
Recommend someone? Sir, didn't you know I won the Pulitzer Prize this year at the agricultural show?
Oh, really? Costa, what for?
I had the best Pulitzer.
Oh. This is getting us nowhere. Hadn't we better try Costa out a bit?
Yes, a splendid idea. Now, Costa, suppose you give us a sample of your acting.
Very good, sir. Now, what would you want? Comedy, drama, farce, tragedy?
Oh, you mean to say you can do all of them?
Absolutely, sir. I'd like you to know I'm a regular virago.
Are you? Well, have a go, then. We'll... what should we hear first, sir? Drama?
Yes, drama. Righto. Drama. My lord, a lady waits without.
Jolly good, sir.
Yes, yeah, most impressive.
Comedy. My lord, a lady waits without.
Oh, I say it's up to the side spinning.
Uproarious. Yes, very good.
Tragedy. My lord, a lady waits with...
Oh, the man's a genius, Murdoch.
I absolutely agree, sir. The job's yours, Costello.
No, oh, I haven't finished yet, sir. Farce. My lord, a lady waits without.
Ooh, it's amazing. I don't know which part to let him play.
Well, I rather like the drama best myself.
Which was that? That's, do it again, Costa.
Drama. My lord, a lady waits without.
Oh, well, that's the comedy one, my lord.
No, no, sir. No, it wasn't.
No?
Do the comedy one for Mr. Hawker.
Okay, sir. Comedy. My lord, a lady waits without.
You see?
Yes, yes. I still like the drama best.
Well, we'll discuss that later. Now, there's that other part, the one where the girl sits with her lover on the sofa.
Sofa?
Well, settee.
Well, what's a settee, Murdoch?
It's a sort of a Davenport.
Davenport Dudley Atchell Fur, is that?
I'm glad you've looked in, Dudley. We were just casting our radio play.
Oh, splendid, sir. What part do I play, sir?
I think you'll do very well as the rude shepherd.
Well, not too rude, I hope, sir.
Murdoch means a rough shepherd, Dudley. You herd sheep.
Oh, that's just soppy. I mean, what's he supposed to be doing, listening to sheep?
No, I don't think you quite understand, Mr. Costa. I don't listen to sheep. I herd them.
Well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's positively epidermic.
Oh, Costa.
Well, that's all set, then. I'll ring up Mrs. Hartley Manners and tell her. Let's see. What's the number now? Oh, yes. Clappington, double trash in the hall. That's right. By the way, sir, do you remember that music hall act, Cohen and his dancing camel?
Yes, wonderful act. I knew it well. Whatever happened to Cohen?
I met him in the street only yesterday.
Oh, really? Is he still working his act?
I don't think so, sir. He was wearing a camel hair overcoat.
Oh.
He seemed to have the hump, too. Oh, hello! Mrs. Hartley Manners, Murdoch here. Really? And what did he say? Just as I thought. Well, goodbye for now.
What was all that about?
I couldn't say, sir. It was the wrong number.
You mean like the one the Squadron Airs always play?
Oh, I say, you are in good form today. shall we tune in and hear?
Yes, good idea. Of course, by the time this set warms up, it'll be half over, but you never can... to Patricia Hughes and the Squadron Airs in This Can't Be Love.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love the look in your eyes.
I must say, I think Patricia Hughes sings most delightfully. A pretty girl, too. Like those chorus girls we auditioned this morning. We mustn't, however... Murdoch? Murdoch! Murdoch, where are you? Murdoch!
Good night, Mr. Murdoch.
Good night, Patricia. Good night, Helen.
Good night.
So long, Joyce. Good night, Molly.
Good night, Mr. Murdoch.
Good night, Margot.
Murdoch, put that chorus girl down. You don't know where she's been.
Oh, sir. Good night, girl.
Good night.
Really, Murdoch, you should know that I don't approve at all of mixing with the staff, and then there's... By the way, who was that rather attractive brunette in the green dress?
A bit of all right, eh, sir. That was Lilani.
Lilani?
Yes, curious name, isn't it? Lilani Lattice-Baines.
Oh, yes.
Yes. She's related to Throckmorton Rabinowitz.
Oh, not the Throckmorton Rabinowitz.
Why, sir, is there more than one Throckmorton Rabinowitz?
No.
Then that's the one.
I see. I knew his sister well. Lovely girl.
Yes, I saw you with her yesterday.
She used to have a wonderful hourglass figure.
I know, yes. But as the years passed, it sort of slowed down and stopped at 8:30. talking of 8:30, sir, isn't it time that we had dinner? I seem to remember you promised to take me to Sandler's tonight.
Did I, Murdoch? Well, I'm quite ready. That is, if you don't mind catching a small check.
Oh, never mind that, sir. They'll probably let you sign the bill. By the way, hadn't we better take a taxi?
Oh, I don't think so. It's just around here.
Look out, sir!
Where are you going, you stupid old faggots?
And jolly good luck to you, too. By the way, sir, isn't that Sambly's over there on the corner?
Well, I'm not sure, Murdoch. It's around here somewhere. I'll just ask this fellow here. Excuse me, could you tell me where Sambly's is?
I like Klingno. My name is Otto. If you look upon the eye, I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, there you are, you see. Oh, it's all right. Here it is all the time. It says Sambly's. After you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Murdoch. I'll just summon the maid's hotel. Oh, Gossall, Gossall.
All right, no need to shout your blooming head off.
Custer!
Well, this is a surprise.
What are you doing here, Custer?
Well, sir, I've got to turn the odd copper on my day off.
Yes, but waiter in a restaurant.
Well, I did answer an advertisement for a skilled widget forger.
Why couldn't he answer for himself?
Oh, sir. Oh, you have a topping sense of humour, I think. Hasn't he, Custer?
Yes, very macabre, I'm sure. Well, I didn't get the job as a widget forger. They said I was too tall. So for a short time, I travelled in ladies' underwear.
A bit chilly for the time of the year, wasn't it?
Oh, no. You see, I had a portable brazier. But I, I stepped out of Steppins to become a tower keeper at Pizer.
A good job?
Oh, no, sir. I had a very lean time. Then one day, as I was walking down the high street, who do you think I barged into? Well, ask me, Dudley Davenport, selling nylons on the curb.
Honestly?
No, flogging them at £2 a pair. Anyway, we went into the restaurant business together.
A logical development. And is Dudley here, too?
Oh, yes, he runs the dump, the joint, the place, yes.
Why, Mr. Murdoch and Mr. Horn, I'm delighted to see you. Allow me to conduct you to a table. I've got one special one close to the floor.
You mean you've sawn the legs off?
Oh, no, sir. Here it is, sir.
Oh, very cosy, too.
I'm glad you like it, sir. Now, about dinner, Costa will take the order.
Good. What can you offer us, Costa? I see you had turtle soup on the menu.
Oh, well, we sir, I'll sponge it off. How would you like to start with smoked salmon?
Oh, yes, rather.
Ah, pity, sir. We haven't got any.
May I suggest something, sir?
Do be as suggestive as you like that, eh?
Yes, sir. How about coquille Saint-Germain à la mode de Moïse?
It sounds wonderful. What is it?
Rissoles.
Well, I know what I'd like to start with, and then... Oh, hello, Murdoch. That's a nice tune. Are you going to dance?
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Will you be lady or gentleman?
No. Ooh, by dear Murdoch, do you see what I see?
You mean that smashing piece with the V-back dress in the front?
Yes, not a word to Bessie about it. Who is that girl down there?
Oh, that's Mimi the Mina, our cabaret artista. Would you like me to introduce you, sir?
Oh, shall we?
Well, I think we might just as once.
Oh, Miss Mimi?
Yes, Mr. Davenport?
I'd like you to meet two old friends of mine.
Uh-huh, they're not so old. At least this one isn't.
Charmed. I'm sure.
Mr. Horn, Mr. Mina.
Oh, delighted. May I have the pleasure?
Oh, I'd love to. Do you like the hokey pokey?
It's too cold for ice creams. I'll have some cheese. Now, shall I put my arm around you there?
Oh, no, Mr. Horn. There.
Oh, I don't like to. Suppose I do, really. But you sure my cuff links aren't a bit cold on your...
If you happen to pass the band on your peregrination...
Very well,
I'm sorry, sir. Would you ask them to play that attractive Beethoven sonata? It's called Hot Tomato Blues, I think.
Oh, certainly. I love it, too. Would you like them to play it on the saxophone or the zither?
Why don't mind? It's saxophone and half a dozen of the zither.
Oh, come on, Mr. Mina. Off we go. Oh, this is fun. No, 1, 2, 3, chassis. 1, 2, 3, kick. Now watch very carefully. I'm going to do it backwards. 2, 3, 4. Sorry, madam.
I say, Joe, would you play Hot Tomato Blues for Mr. Murdoch sometime?
Oh, yes, with pleasure. On the saxophone or zither?
Oh, it doesn't matter. After all, it's half a dozen of one and six on the vibraphone, eh? Oh, by the way, Miss Beebe, have you read any good tea these ladies? I always say there's nothing to
Now then, Costa, we must get this dinner ordered before the cabaret starts. I hate watching girls dancing on an empty stomach.
Oh, they'll be on the floor, sir.
No. Anyway, we can't stop long. We've got to rehearse the play for our radio program, so what have you got this ready?
Well, how about some soup, sir? There's some minestrone.
Costa, that's minestrone.
Is she? How long's she been stroning?
No.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes, Daddy?
We could do you some nice lobster soup in Deepel.
What's that?
30 bob.
Well, I don't think I'll have any of that.
Well, don't you care for shellfish, sir?
Well, I like them, but they don't like me.
That's funny. Do you know, I have the same trouble with Emily's people.
On second thoughts, I think I'll just have some boiled cob's head and sprouts and prunes and custard for afters.
Very good, sir.
And let's look at the wine list.
46 is a nice wine, sir.
Is it? Right, bring me half of 46.
That'll be a 23, sir. Very good, sir.
And Costa, try and fix me up with two white ladies.
Yes, sir.
Flossie, Mabel, when you got them, and they come down here.
Ah, there you are, sir. Did you enjoy the dance, Miss Mimi?
Oh, very much, thank you. The floor's a bit slippery, though.
Yes, I'm glad I wore my spiked running shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Liss proudly presents his floor show. And here to introduce the artist is a great friend of mine.
Do you see the time?
My word, yes, we've got to get in rehearsal.
Well, let's slip out, join the cafe.
That's a good idea.
Our compere, Bob Danvers Walker.
Oh, thank you. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we begin our cabaret with a number by the Squadronaires introducing Roy Edwards and the vocal group in Baby Come Home.
Baby, come home and take me in your arms again. Baby, come home, don't let me leave with you in vain. Every night I sit and pray, everything will turn out right. For you were my sun in the morning, and you were my crib at night. Baby, come home, don't say that our romance is through. Here in the window of my heart, I'll keep alive. Don't knock, don't ring, don't bother to telephone. Just walk right into my arms and baby, you're home.
Every night I sit and pray, everything will turn out right.
For you were my sun in the early morning, you were my dream at night. Baby, come home, don't say that our romance is true. Here in the window of my heart I keep alive. Don't knock, don't ring, don't bother to telephone. Just walk right into my arms and baby, you're home. Don't knock, don't ring that bell, don't bother to telephone.
Just walk right into my arms and baby, you're home.
Your part, sir?
Yes, Murdoch.
And is the cast all there?
I think so.
Good. Then we're all set for our full dress rehearsal of the play. Perhaps you'd like to set the scene for us, Bob?
Yes, with pleasure. The Horn Murdoch players, straight from their resounding disaster at the Opprobrium Opera House Chipping Plaster, present their latest and most unfortunate production, the tropical drama entitled White Sago.
As the curtain rises, it discloses the interior of a shack, situated in the dense tropical jungle in the inaccessible wilds of British Ipecacuanha.
Seated stewed on a settee is Cedric Softwick, sozzling scotch and soda by the skinful and smoking seaweed cigars. He is hopeless, hapless, and helpless.
Suddenly a shapely hand steals around the doorway, softly parting the bead curtain.
Enter gently the jade of the jungle, on display. What a figure! What a form! Cedric immediately gets out his binoculars and starts calculating the odds.
Gad, you're beautiful tonight. Those eyes, those lips, those magnificent dusky shoulders, that tooth, those ankles.
I say, Murdoch, he's missed a couple of lines.
You like my dress, Cedric?
What dress?
Perhaps we ought to explain that it's rather dark, Sal.
You come with me, like you promised.
Don't tempt me.
The tropic moon, she is magical tonight.
No, no, I can't.
Of course he can't, Murdoch. His braces are caught on the back of the chair. Oh,
come, my lover, come with me.
Gad, it's useless. I can't resist. I'll come. Lead on.
Oh, that's Tornich. He's got him on overtime again. The scene changes.
In another part of the undergrowth, the Bishop of Wimpelstock is looking for mushrooms.
No, Murdoch, no. That's the wrong play.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I turned over two pages. Ah, here it is. The dawn of another day finds Captain Ponsonby Carruthers of the 25th Sleepy Lagoons in his bath, using his lance as a towel rail.
What's he doing with that?
Upholding the tradition, sir. And in the jungle, the unceasing tattoo of tribal drums portends an unseen menace. That's your cue, sir.
Oh, thanks. Well, sir. What shall I do? Pot the black?
No, sir. You're on.
Oh, okay. Captain Carruthers.
Who's there?
Colonel de Caramel of the Camel Corps. I have news for you. Your fiancée, Lady Angela Septic, is here.
By heaven, Angela, here in this jangle-tungle... Tangle-tangle. Tell her I'll be out directly.
Hurriedly pinning his medals on his dress pajamas, donning his topi and disengaging his spurs from the bath mat, the gallant captain hurries to the mess. But Cedric is in the mess already.
Gad, Angela, you...
Yes, Cedric, me.
I've waited so long for you, my darling.
Cedric, you shouldn't have done that. You should have married some nice girl and raised a family. Why did you wait until it was too late, as your father did?
I say, Murdoch, doesn't she know about the other woman?
Not yet. You see, Cedric has been aiming to marry Lady Angela for years.
Well, it's about time he pulled the trigger.
Oh, shush.
Cedric, what tragedy. Instead of marrying me, you come here to this awful place and become entangled with that dreadful woman.
On display, oh? But my sweet, what else could I do alone here a thousand miles from civilization? She is so beautiful.
But what has she got that I have not?
Yes, answer that one, Murdoch. What has she got the native girl hadn't?
Nothing, sir, but she had it here.
Angela, what is the meaning of this? Why have you such a strange look in your eye?
Yes, Lady Septic. Why the cryptic optic?
I feel faint from hunger.
You see, sir, she's tramped for weeks through the jungle with nothing to eat or drink except the milk from Persian cats.
But, Murdoch, how on earth do you get milk from Persian cats?
Take the saucer away,
sir. Good heavens, a call to arms!
Not so, madam. 'Tis the bugle peal announcing our frugal meal. Lumming poetry!
What are rations today, Softwick?
Soup, sir.
What again? This dreadful place? Soup, 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 always soup.
Suppose that's why they call it the white man's gravy. Oh,
very crisp, sir.
Come, Angela, take my arm. After all, you are still my fiancé.
No, Ponsonby. I've been thinking things over. I cannot marry you after all.
But why? Why?
Too many things have happened since last we met.
Oh, Angela, how could you?
Yes, Murdoch, how could she?
She had a bicycle, sir.
Oh, come on now, what happens next?
I don't know, sir. That's all we've got so far.
That's not enough to fill a whole radio program?
Afraid not, no.
Well, what should we do?
Well, all I can suggest, sir, is a little thing that goes something like this.
And much finding in the marsh.
We've tried our hand at amateur dramatics. Tiddly-pom-pom.
At much finding in the marsh. We are in demand, our patrons are fanatics.
One fellow queued all night to get his ticket for our play.
But we found he was a bailiff when we let him in next day.
But all he'd come to do was take our furniture away.
At much finding in the marsh. At much finding in the marsh.
Now, Murdoch, let's dash off that final canto.
Yes.
At much finding in the marsh.
At last, now there's the script for our new canto.
It's going to be so wonderful to see our name in lights. And Sam and Dudley as the hall, so won't there be some sights.
And you'll be ripping when you do the splits in Bessie's tights.
At much finding in the marsh. At much
finding in Marsh.
The office windows had to have new sashes.
At much finding in the Marsh.
So we used Sam Costa's fine moustaches. We plaited them so neatly, now they rarely fill the bill.
But Costa wouldn't part with them in case he caught a chill.
So when you close the window, up pops Costa from the sill.
At much finding in the Marsh, last verse at much finding in the Marsh.
Sam Costa brought some splendid news of Emily.
At much finding in the Marsh. We thought he dropped a hint about a family.
We started knitting little things and saving for the binge.
But then we got an awful shock that really made us cringe.
For what she was about to have, it wasn't twins, but twins.
At much finding in the Marsh, have a cheese straw. At much finding in the Marsh,
pass the mustard.
At much finding in the Marsh.
Thank you.